From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
A new government is poised to take over in the Turks and Caicos. The US rules out tougher sanctions against Cuba. And why the Caribbean is so low down the medals table at the Pan Am Games. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A new government is set to take charge in the Turks and Caicos Islands. This follows the victory of the People's, the Progressive National Party, in two by-elections yesterday. The results by narrow margins gave the PNP 8 of the 13 seats in the Legislative Assembly, denying the People's Democratic Movement a third term in office. The by-elections, which took place just 2 months after a general election, were called after the PNP successfully challenged the results in the constituencies of Five Keys and South Caicos North, saying there was evidence of bribery and irregularities. Up to a short while ago, the office of the British governor could not say when the new chief minister, expected to be Michael Misick, would be sworn in. Mr. Misick himself could not be reached, but I spoke to the outgoing chief minister, Derek Taylor, and asked him what went wrong for his party.
I really don't think we went wrong. You know, it have a lot to do with what you normally get in the region in terms of people benefiting financially during an election time.
Benefiting financially, what do you mean?
A number of people during elec-